Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
Tamiflu has side effects.
Hallucinating. Suicide. Delirium.
Good Lord.
So it's Tamiflu or just suffer with the symptoms.
Ooh, that's brilliant.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hell no. TMO.
Anti-labeling advocates spent $70 million to defeat ballot initiatives.
Why? Because it said it would hurt sales.
No.
Shut up and eat your mutant chili.
Robert Scott Bell.
Cancer cases keep rising. And it's all down to plain bad luck.
Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, we just found another reason not to go to McDonald's. Like we needed more. Welcome, everybody. The Robert Scott Bell Show kicks into gear this afternoon or this morning, depending on where you are on GCN, our syndicator, and at naturalnewsradio.com, 866-939-BELL. If you'd like to be part of the show, 866-939-2355. I have it on good authority, a.k.a. Super Don. And we're going to hear from our youngest, loyal listener, awesome listener, Jake Meyer, today.
That's right. The 7-year-old super fan of the Robert Scott Bell Show.
He's got a great dream to share. We'll see what he can do. And, of course, I just got back from the raw food retreat in South Florida. I want to say thanks to all of the friends there. It was a great, great trip. I did not sleep much, I will have you know.
The food was yummy. Raw this morning?
What? Did I wake up all raw?
Are you feeling
actually,
raw?
I could say that. I slept on a brick, literally. Oh. The food was good. The bed was a brick.
Okay.
I guess I have to toughen up.
We're going all natural and stuff. So, you know, what did you expect? Some kind of synthetic fluffy mattress? You got to sleep on a brick.
You can hope. All right. Well, thanks to Paul Neeson. Thanks as well to my good friends, Dr. Michael Haley and Amanda Haley from Stockton Allo One, wonderful hosts as well. And it was great because Michael led off yesterday with a great talk about the things that damage your gut. And he made it so easy for me to come in and just go right into the remedies to heal the gut that I just absolutely loved it. So we got to go on tour now. That's what we got to do.
Dr. Michael Haley tour. All right. Yeah. Who's going to open for you? Metallica?
No, Dr. Michael Haley will open.
Oh, we got Neil Diamond, maybe?
Neil Diamond. I'll do some Neil Diamond if people want it.
Right? All right.
I don't think they want it. Let's see. Oh, you know what? One of the ladies, too, that I got to see before me, also, she was awesome. I apologize. I forget her name. I just got off of the road. She and her husband were there, and she did a presentation I just loved. You know, it was all about taking your power back, you know, really in line with our message. And at one point, speaking of McDonald's, she brought out a McDonald's Happy Meal. And it was a few years old, and I'm not exaggerating. You know how you see pictures of it?
Yeah, that was in the news not that long ago.
Yeah, but she actually had done this. And she bought one that was a few years old, and, you know, it didn't decay at all. It looked just like the day it was bought. And she had French fries from years ago as well. And then she actually said, I bought another one just about a year ago just to show you how similar they look and how much they don't decay. And then she brought the bag that she bought a few years ago with the Happy Meal, and the bag was decaying at a more rapid rate than the actual Happy Meal.
Really?
Yeah. I thought that was another interesting development in terms of why is McDonald's losing
money?
So
what you're saying is you're probably safer eating the bag.
Yes, the bag would be safer to eat. Yes, I think at this point it's clear to see. Now, why did we bring up McDonald's at the top of the show today? Because this article here we have linked up in the show notes at robertscadbell.com. McDonald's gives free vaccines with Happy Meals in Texas. They weren't doing enough damage to your children. Now, if you'd like a hepatitis A shot with your Happy Meal, they've got you covered. And even Anthony wrote this, says he couldn't believe it. He was writing, this is not real, is it? This is a kind of a spoof. But no, it's real. The city of Amarillo's Department of Public Health and the Caring for Children Foundation of Texas will offer free vaccinations for children. 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Saturday at McDonald's restaurant at 1815 South Grand Street. Now, I think this already happened.
You get everything you want. Get a hamburger, some fries, a drink, a cookie, and an MMR vaccine.
I don't like that idea. You know me. We don't speak, how do we say, kindly towards those needles. And I think that to feed children food that has been grown artificially with steroids, with growth hormones, with antibiotics, maybe even genetically modified ingredients, the French fries. What did Grant Imahara say? 19 ingredients, not 17?
Correct, yes.
Only one of them was potatoes?
Right.
You know, it's not going to decay because nature can't even break it down. And if nature can't break it down, do you think your kid's not part of nature? Yeah. And, of course, we treat our kids like they're not when we allow doctors, nurses, et cetera, health departments to vaccinate them with toxic heavy metals, antibiotics, foreign antigens, RNA, DNA from animals or even aborted fetal tissue. I mean, there's just no way to defend it. But I know I'm an outlier. I'm just way outside the mainstream on this. It seems like if you watch the regular news, everybody wants to vaccinate except a few liberal elitists in Marin County, which we've already covered that story. It's not. It tends to be the more intelligent folks out there that have stopped or at least reduced or even modified the schedule, and many of them because of tragedies. You know, the children that have been injured by them, the first child, and they don't do it anymore. And we're seeing and hearing more of those stories. The question is, how many more of these stories do we have to hear and see before the people go, okay, enough is enough, and the government, the so-called government, actually cares about kids enough to say, you know what, we need to take another look at this vaccine program.
Yeah.
And admit it's not safe. It's not effective. There may be other ways to go. And speaking of other ways to go, a shock of shockers, hell may have frozen over because Fox News did a positive article on homeopathy. We'll get to that. Yeah, we'll get to that. I know. That's the only reason you want to tune in. No, actually, you want to tune in also because Michelle Ryder, Team Isaiah Ryder's mom, is going to join us next hour. And we're going to talk about an exciting law that's being proposed in Missouri called Isaiah's Law.
That's
and
right.
We're going to get the update on that because there's a big event on Tuesday. If you're in Missouri, Jefferson City, Missouri, you want to go there, we want you there to support those efforts.
You know, it's funny. I was just reminded, we were talking about the Ronald McDonald and the vaccines. Mm-hmm. There's this meme. I'm going to post it on the Facebook now where it puts, you know, Pennywise, the clown, you know, the evil clown from the Stephen King movie?
No, I know Clarabel.
No, well, listen, there was this clown. His name was Pennywise. And he was just like this evil clown that was kidnapping kids and killing them and stuff.
I don't know about that one.
And you've got Pennywise looking at Ronald McDonald. He says, "You think you're one of us? You disgust me." And Ronald McDonald's pointing his finger and he says back, "Yeah, but I've killed more people than you."
Wow. That's pretty pointed. and listen, this is from a guy here and probably Super Don too that has grown up on fast food. And we've had to make some changes. I certainly have for my health reasons. And I don't often speak out and call out companies by name, you know, like we do with McDonald's in this case. But the story is all about McDonald's. And they were the first when they started in the 1950s. And Ray Kroc, I don't believe that there was factory farming in the same way that they do today.
The food might have been food, right?
Yeah. They might have had hydrogenated oils. I don't know the history there. I haven't looked into it to know if they actually used real tallow and real fats, if you will, at the time. They may have, but of course that changed. But now we do see some chains opening up. Like, what was it? What is that In-N-Out Burger that had that?
Don't talk to me about In-N-Out Burger. They actually have good hamburgers.
Yeah, but were they the one that had almost a Super Bowl commercial about their almost organic burger? Free-range burger or something? Which one was that?
Oh, no. I think that was Carl. Was it Carl's Jr.?
Oh, Carl's Jr. It might have been Carl's
Burger
Jr.
King
yeah.
or something like
no,
that.
No, it wasn't Burger King. I think it was Carl's. But you see, the trend is on. It's moving away. McDonald's can't figure out what to do, so instead they team up with health departments to vaccinate children after they eat their Happy Meal.
No, you're doing it wrong.
Yeah, they're doubling down on stupid, and so I can't help them. But I did want to cover that, and hopefully moms and dads out there, please speak out against this. This is another atrocity of the fast food industry visiting more of the danger on it. Now, speaking of more vaccines here. And again, if I sound a little slow today, it's because I am. I haven't slept very well in the last couple of days. I'm not complaining. I'm just saying. I made it back in time to be here live with you. I didn't have to, but that's how much I love you. Synthetic vaccine sought to finally eradicate polio. Here we go again, arrogant medical man. They don't even know what polio is, and they think they can eradicate it. And even if they did know what it was, even if they did say, yes, it's this one virus, we've isolated it, and we know exactly what it is, isn't it a folly of man to think that he's so big and bad that he can eradicate something that was created by something other than him, maybe a creator, right? We have the technology. We can eradicate. We can destroy. We can kill. We can make. I mean, I'm just so, I hesitate the word sick of it, but, you know, even if they knew what a polio virus was, they couldn't eradicate it. It's nonsense. The claim is specious at best. Yet now they want to create a synthetic vaccine, totally 100% synthetic, for synthetic humans, of course, thanks to the World Health Organization and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, who have offered almost $750,000
grant. Thank you, Bill Gates.
Yeah. Throw all those vaccines at Bill and Melinda, and then we'll see how much they support it. So they are claiming in there that we've almost eradicated polio, and the only cases they claim are still happening are in Pakistan. In Pakistan, where the vaccines are actually causing them, as they have since the development of these vaccines for polio. And as we've said so many times before, thanks to Liam Sheff and others, polio is really toxicological assault on the body. DDT, pesticides, heavy metals, even the things in vaccines. They call it Guillain-Barré. Other paralytic syndromes, neurological degradation. A number of things that they just rename. To say, look how good we are, our vaccine's eradicated. No, you just call what is now polio something else. Yeah. It was then, it is now, it's toxicological.
Well, and here's my point on the whole Bill Gates thing. I mean, with all the millions and billions of dollars that he's putting into these vaccination campaigns, take a look at these people in these countries that he's given these vaccines to, and look at them. What do they need? They need, like,
clean water.
Food, maybe clean water. Hey, how about
sewage, sanitation,
shoes or something? Oh, no, here's Bill Gates. I've got some needles here. This is what you need.
Right. Would you like some needles with your french fries and that happy meal?
Would you like to supersize that?
Yeah, how do you do that? Extra big syringe and needle for my son. He's been really bad. Well, speaking about someone who's been really good, his name is Jake Meyer, and his mom, Shelley, contacted me. And we read the letter on the air about the dream he had one night. And he's planning to join us to tell us about that dream. Let's see what happens here next on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We got lots of healing to go. RobertScottBell.com. Give us a call now, 866-939-2355. Keep me awake so I don't go into dreamland before the end of the show.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
When we say our audience skews younger and younger, we're not kidding. Actually, we've been surprised over the years of how many young listeners we have, and we absolutely love them and appreciate them. And man, oh man, it just brightens my day. In fact, I feel a little bit more awake thinking about this next story, Super Don. Remember, we got this letter from a mom, Shelley, right, a listener to the show,
right,
talking about her youngest son, Jake, who, you know, listens to the show with her, and he had a dream. And he was so cool talking about this dream, and I want to hear about it. But also, that he really, he wanted a trophy because he hadn't gotten one yet, as his big brother had. And
right,
he, if you see in today's show notes at robertscottbell.com, you'll see this little guy. He's a bright light. His name is Jake Meyer. And he got a trophy, and we're going to find out what he got a trophy for right here, right now on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Jake, welcome! Yay! All right, the whole audience is going crazy for you, Jake. Nice to have you on.
You got a whole cheering section, Jake. That's how popular you are.
Really awesome to have you on board, Jake. Now, can you tell us a little bit about the dream that you had that your mother told us about? Did you really wake up in the middle of the night with a dream about the Robert Scott Bell Show?
Yes.
And what happened in the dream? Was it a scary dream or a happy dream?
Kind of scary and kind of happy.
Okay. Can you tell me why it was a little scary?
First, we were at a remote control car race for Cub Scouts, and my car kept going down in the woods.
Oh, no.
And then there was this bus that sold remote control cars and right next to the grass. So we went in there and bought one. And then when we walked out, the guy that was working in there, he asked us if we wanted to buy something else. But we didn't get it. So after the race was over, we went home and then went to sleep. And then I woke up in the middle of the night or a little bit earlier than anybody else. So I looked to see if anybody else was awake. So first I checked in Zane's room. And then I checked in the living room where my dad sleeps. Mm-hmm. And I went in my mom's room and she wasn't in there. Then I went downstairs and looked for my granny and she wasn't in there. So then I went in her bedroom and I heard Robert Scott Bell playing.
My show was on?
Mm-hmm.
Well, and was anybody listening?
No.
Well, see, that's scary.
That's the scary part. That's what
the
I thought.
Scary part.
Well, Jake.
So then I came back upstairs and I saw that same bus out there.
Uh huh. Wow.
And then I think that's the end of my dream.
Well, that's quite an amazing dream, and I thought that was so nice of your mom to let us know about it. And so if you listen at 7 years old to the Robert Scott Bell Show, why would you listen to it? Why do you like the show?
Because you tell the truth about vaccines on your show.
But what do you mean by that? What truth are you talking about?
Like that vaccines cause autism.
Mm. And how do you know? How do you know this, Jake? At 7, that's pretty impressive. How do you know?
Ever since Zane got autism, and we found out the vaccines cause autism.
It was your big brother that taught you all the danger of vaccines. Is that right?
Yes.
Well, it's amazing that you are such a bright light, and I'm so glad that you got a trophy. Do you have that trophy? Can you read what it says, or is your mom there and she could tell us what it says on the trophy?
I can read it.
Okay.
Jake Meyer, champion, youngest awesome fan, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Oh, man.
Thank you for the trophy.
You earned it, buddy.
Jake, you earned it. Man, and that's the first of many trophies you're going to earn. Whatever you do, you are a champion, my friend. And thank you so much. Thank you to your mom, Shelly. Hugs. My heart is so open and happy now. Jake, you are indeed a champion listener of the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thank you.
All right. No matter what we do, I'm going to think of this little interview, and it'll make me smile. And we got a lot of stories to cover. We got some cannabis updates coming up.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, you know, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting Freeze Dried Diced Turkey and Ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Oh my gosh! I'm still, my heart is still open from little Jake. I asked Shelly off the air because I talked with him briefly before the show just to see if he was really cool with coming on the air. And his mom said, "Yeah," but he was not speaking much. And I asked her, "How did you?" He was terrific, absolutely amazing. 7-year-old just popping up on national radio like that. And she said, "Essential oils." She's in essential oils, which I utilize essential oils. But I love it also, and the backstory, which we didn't tell, was Shelley, the older son, you know, having been injured by a vaccine, they've been working to get him back, and he's doing, from what I understand, he's doing well. I don't have a lot of details of it, but considering where they've been, it's a really heartwarming story, and also a warning for all of our listeners that if you're on the fence about vaccines, please think very carefully before submitting, especially with all the frenzy to get people to do it over the fear of measles, which is, you know, self-limiting, especially when you know what to do, like homeopathy, like silver hydrosol, like a lot of things to help the body to overcome any and all diseases, including the big scaries that they say are only preventable by vaccines. That's a vaccine lie. And that's why we tell the truth here about these things, because, you know, somebody's got to. You know, and the rest of the media, they're having a big trouble doing it.
And all right, we've got how inspirational is it that message is getting out, being heard and understood by seven-year-olds, right?
Yeah. Well, I guess, you know, it hits close to home when it happens in your home, right?
Right.
And we'd like to see that it doesn't happen in any other homes. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, or you can leave me a message on that line after hours, or you can send a message through the Facebook page or Twitter, at RS Bell Media, or robertscottbell.com, which has just happened, so we must do something about these questions.
Excuse me, I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, question of the day time. We've got many, so be patient, please, as we try to catch up with them. This one is vaccine-related. And let's see, who does it come from here? I'm just trying to catch up with myself here. Question coming from Will. Will says, Robert, I'm a single dad of three boys. My oldest, 12, has not had a vaccination for varicella. Super Don, you know what varicella is, right?
I usually put Alfredo sauce on that with maybe a little dash of dill.
Wait, no, that's vermicelli, I think.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know. Varicella is chicken pox.
Right, okay. Right.
Right, so his 12-year-old son has not had a vaccine for chicken pox. Good, that's great, Will, I'm with you. I really don't want him vaccinated for anything, and the school is insisting that he's vaccinated by May of 2015. If not, they want to expel him from school until he does. What can I do to avoid this from happening? Are there religious exemptions or other ways around this? I can't afford to put them in private schools, unfortunately. Thank you, Will. Now, he doesn't say where he's from, so I don't know what state he's in, because I think West Virginia and Mississippi don't allow for religious exemption. All the other states, I believe, do. But if you go, Will, to the National Vaccine Information Center page, nvic.org, and we've talked about NVIC advocacy.org as well, but NVIC.org, they will go, you'll just click on the link to your state and the laws regarding exemptions to vaccination. Some of them still have personal belief exemptions, which is so-called a lower standard that you don't have to, you know, state a religious belief. But I will tell you this, and I've said it so many times before, no matter what church, synagogue, or mosque you go to or don't go to, it matters not what everybody else who goes to those things to worship believes, right? 99 parishioners out of 100 can believe in vaccines for whatever ungodly reason. And you could be the one in that group that doesn't. And it's still a valid religious belief. And a religious belief is a deeply held religious or personal belief, a conviction about something that you sincerely hold to be true. And that, if they want to challenge you on it, let them try, call a lawyer. They will immediately back down. And you'll find out exactly what it takes. Some of them, it's just a matter of saying it. Some of them, you have to fill out a form. Some, you file an affidavit, which is very simple to do. So if you go to NVIC.org, you can see that there as well. And God bless you, Will, for standing up and defending your three boys from the assault from the minions of the pharmaceutical industrial complex, otherwise known as the Church of Pharmaceutical Vaccine Mysticism.
And just to make it easy for you, Will, if you want, I have just posted the link to state law and vaccine requirements for the different states right on the Facebook and the Twitter.
Beautiful. And if you want to learn more about it, I'm going to be speaking live at the Earth Fair Westgate in Asheville, North Carolina, this Wednesday evening, 6 p.m. Super Don, you and TMB are going to have to hold the fort that night. Just so you know.
Yeah. Listeners, beware. That'll be a good show.
Could be scary. Could be scary. Jake, better listen. Now, let's see. What else we got? We got plants that were created by the Creator, right? That, you know what it means. Time for a cannabis update.
Hello, Dr. Green Thumb. Paging Dr. Green Thumb.
Yo, all right, marijuana, as they call it. There's a case about it. We've talked about it before. There's a little bit of an update. The judge is taking arguments very seriously that may lead to its reclassification as a Schedule 1 substance, right? Remember, Schedule 1, the federal government says if something is listed as Schedule 1, it has no worth. It is absolutely worthless. It's only dangerous. It's only addictive. And, of course, it's only ludicrous. Because this plant is proving to be a godsend for many, including many children who are needing to recover from brain cancer and different cancers, severe seizure disorders, anxiety, depression, post-traumatic stress disorder, neurological degeneration diseases, head traumas. And yet it's still on the federal government level listed as a Schedule 1, only dangerous with no known benefit. It's ludicrous on its face. This story, incredible. It may be reclassified. I'm not holding my breath. And I'm not even excited that it might be, because anytime the federal government says something is good, they end up finding a way to screw it up. Super Don, am I exaggerating?
No, you're not. You're not exaggerating. But it is really cool to see this, because what you've got is you got these guys that were busted for growing marijuana. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And the lawyer is using the argument that it is wrongly classified as a Schedule 1, and the great part about this is the judge has agreed to hear the argument. So it wasn't a situation where the judge says, no, it's Schedule 1, sorry. Mm-hmm. The judge said, you know what, all right, yeah, let's hear what you got to say.
Yeah, so, remember, this all transpired in the early 70s under the Nixon administration when they declared the so-called war on drugs. And how successful has that war been? I mean, really, what have they achieved? They've only achieved in killing millions of people by making the drugs that they declared war on the wrong ones. They forgot to mention the FDA-approved variety, which have shown to be much more dangerous and deadly. That maybe many of those should actually be considered Schedule 1, worthless and dangerous.
Right.
And highly addictive, too.
Yeah.
Mm.
So, look, it looks positive. You know, the mistake these guys made is they just happened to be growing it. Instead of on state land, it was on federal land. So that's kind of where they're trying to get them on it. But we'll see what happens.
Yeah, well, we'll follow this. It's very intriguing. And, and also there's some evidence that there's benefit. Again, slow down Robert Scott Bell today. Didn't sleep much in the last couple of days. Evidence that it may be also beneficial for children diagnosed into the autism spectrum as well. So that, you know, their canna moms know this for their purposes, and, of course, the thinking moms, and they are fighting really a difficult battle to awaken and change consciousness, particularly within the religious community. You know, strong Judeo-Christian background opposition to this plant, and they fell for the lies about it. This is not, you know, refined cocaine. This is a plant that has medicinal benefits that are legitimate for those in need. Now, here's another story on a weed. Sleepiness in your teen may signal weed use. This is according to healthfinder.gov. Teens who are being assessed for the sleep disorder narcolepsy should also be screened for marijuana use, because the drug can cause excessive daytime sleepiness, researchers report. Now, here's the thing. I've got a teenager. I know what my teenager does or doesn't do regarding this plant. Doesn't use it. Although CBD is something we have used. That's cannabidiol. It's a supplement. It's legal in all 50 states. If you're not familiar with it, check out hempmedspx.com. But the idea that a teenager is not sleepy. Have you met Super Don, a teenager that didn't like to sleep?
You know what? I don't think I've outgrown that myself.
You're still there.
I like naps, you know?
I mean, we could bring a Supreme Court case on profiling teenagers who are sleepy. Come on, man. That's what they do. They need a lot of sleep. Now, I'm not saying, you know, and this can be a real problem. I don't know if it goes all the way to narcolepsy, but I've told stories about when I've visited high schools to do a presentation. It hasn't happened in a while, but it was so scary what I saw in those high schools. And as I said, it wasn't because they were carrying weapons. It was literally because most of these kids couldn't keep their heads off of their desk at 10 in the morning. And this was not because of narcolepsy. This was because of the garbage food they were being fed. This is because of their abject deficiencies in chromium, the chromium that is necessary for the delivery and, let's say, removal, if you will, of the the simple sugars, the energy that is needed by the brain, nervous system, higher functions to function. And so we see so much hypoglycemia that's probably being defined as narcolepsy. And if there is narcolepsy, I bet we can tie that into the vaccines that they're getting at McDonald's.
Sure, among other things. I mean, there's so many things that can cause fatigue and sleepiness, you know, for them to go, oh, well, you better check them, see if they're smoking weed. Come on.
Mm-hmm. No, I know, because we can correct the energy issues. Remember, even in my own son, who is organically grown, non-vaccinated, never had an antibiotic, when he was doing some more athletic endeavors, intense endeavors, and he was, like, wrestling, he came back and he was just wiped. He couldn't make it through practice initially. And I said, remember what I told you about GTF chromium? You take 100 micrograms before you go in for your practice. And the next practice he did it, and he was just golden the entire way through. You know, well, it was one of those moments.
Look at, I mean, you also have to look at things like this. What is it that the teenagers are just really big on drinking right now?
Bacon juice.
No,
I'm getting ahead of myself. No, what is it?
Energy drinks.
Of course, yeah, exactly.
Monster, Rockstar, stuff like that. Guess
why
what?
Isn't it?
Yeah, when you drink those things on a regular basis, they have the opposite effect of what you think they, you know, what they originally did. They make you tired.
Right, and we're talking adrenal burnout. They bust up your adrenals by hyperstimulating them to exhaustion, and teenagers do suffer with adrenal exhaustion. So look to something like 911 Burnout from King Bio. The homeopathic remedy, by the way, Arsenicum album, is interesting. For adrenal exhaustion, if you take a dose of Arsenicum, not arsenic, homeopathic Arsenicum, you can find the energy come back to you rather quickly. All right, there's your homeopathic tip of the day. We may have another one. Stick around for that. And really, bacon and police, what do they have in common? We're going to find out after this break. Uh-huh.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hey there, Guns80.com continues to surprise us with low prices and high-quality Ghost AR-15 rifle kits. At Guns80.com, Ghost AR-15 kits are an even better idea than buying at gun shows or through private parties, because the Ghost AR-15 kits at Guns80.com require no background checks, no registration. They don't even have serial numbers. That's what I call privacy. Go to Guns80.com to order your Ghost AR-15 rifle kit. No dealers, no hassles, ship direct. Guns80.com or 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
In the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Evidence that hell has frozen over. Film at 11. No, actually, we're going to present you with the evidence next hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show. It may shock you. Really cool stuff. All right, stand by for that. But you remember a couple of weeks ago, Superdon, we talked about a story where somebody was, I think it was a case dismissed or something, where a judge said, hey, it's not against the law to give cops the finger, right? Now, we're not telling you to do that. This is not Super Don and Robert Scott Bell going, hey, everybody now shoot the finger, give the bird. No, that's not it. But the point is, it was protected free speech, that it's not against the law. It might be offensive, not a good idea, but it wasn't against the law. Well, now we have another story that goes a little further in pushing that envelope. And I don't know what to make of this one just yet. But a woman, evidently, she went into a Massachusetts, police department. She's from Ashland, Massachusetts, it looks like. And she went into the police station in Framingham with a box of uncooked bacon and sausages. And she started throwing it around and smearing it on the dispatch window. I have no idea why she did this. I mean, the least she could have done if she was going to feed them is cook it first. But she evidently just was throwing it and smearing it. And you'd think that they'd throw the book at this woman, or at least the Happy Meal at her.
Well, look at what they charged her with.
What was it? Disorderly conduct. Yeah.
And destruction of property.
Yeah. Right. But the judge threw out the case, or at least threw out the destruction charges, saying that the police had provided little evidence that McNamara had damaged anything. I mean, I guess you could say, you know, if you smear bacon grease on wood, you could say that's actually good for the wood.
Maybe, yeah, but it's hard to do some serious damage with bacon. Well, I don't know. Maybe if it was enough bacon, a side of beef or, you know, pig or something, maybe.
They didn't say that. It was just like uncooked bacon and sausage. So, really, so they're going to have to go back and do a little better job on claiming that she actually damaged property. But they say the disorderly conduct charge will be dismissed upon payment of $150 in court costs and some cooked bacon next time. They said bring it in.
So let's see. You went by, you threw bacon and sausage in a police station, you got coverage on major media, and you only had to pay $150. I'm going to say she's
That's
probably
PR,
pretty proud of herself.
PR win, I'd say.
Yeah.
We're not advocating that. No, don't waste it. Hopefully it was free range and non-nitrated.
Next week she'll run by and throw donuts probably in there.
We don't want to do cop donut jokes, do we? We don't want to descend to that.
Oh,
man.
All right.
Hey, upcoming, I want to remind everybody, all my North Carolina listeners, please bring me blankets because I hear it's going to be cold. But I'm going to Asheville on Wednesday, and we're going to be at the Westgate location of Earth Fair, a public event lecture. And we'll heal the gut and do all kinds of cool stuff. I have a good authority that my good friend Dr. Frank King and his lovely wife will be there with us. Susie will be there as a special guest appearance. So if you ever never met Dr. King, come on out, and I'll be there doing my thing. So that's coming up this weekend. That's why I say I'm crazy, the schedule I've taken on Superdon. I got to come back from the Carolinas and immediately turn around and go to Naples, Florida, for the Food and Thought Health Freedom event for the weekend. And I'm most excited to see Jeffrey Smith there.
You can sleep this summer, okay?
For the summer?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. What else is coming up? Do I know? Do I even care? Of course I care. I love you all.
What else?
The Cal Jam. Cal Jam
2015. I think Monday's a holiday, isn't it?
You're right. The kids don't have school. What are we going to do? We have to work.
I know.
What is the holiday, by the way? Is it like President's Day?
It's President's Day, yeah.
You know, that's the stupidest holiday ever. I'm sorry. I'm just not a President's Day kind of fan. I mean, it's like that you elevate the president to the status of a king when you get, oh, there's a day to celebrate our presidents. No, stop it. Where's the day that you celebrate the people? Is there a day for the people? We the people? I don't think there's a We the People Day. I mean, they might say July 4th, Independence Day.
Constitution Day.
Constitution. Yeah, who even reads the Constitution anymore?
Who Maybe even knows when Constitution Day is, right?
There's no We the People. You know, we've gotten to be able to, descend to such a permission-based society that the people in America have not grown up. They're still infants asking permission where none is required. Stop it! If anything you learned from this show, please remember, when you grow up and you leave mommy and daddy, you no longer have to ask permission to do things like heal cancer, right? Cure disease, reverse disease. You don't need the government's permission. They'd like to think that you do because they want to subserviate you in a position of servant when they are supposed to be the servants, but they are the artificial creation of the state. Don't you keep feeding that beast. All right, we'll be back with more powerful healing and examples of why and how hell may have just frozen over. Is it a polar vortex? I don't know. The power to heal is yours.
Thank you. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jay Sean.
Going once. Twice. Okay, we got to move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No.
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.